Welcome, visualizers. We are going to go on another journey. I'm a little bit congested for this one, so hopefully that won't be too distracting. This is going to be a 15-minute journey. The theme is your snippet of solitude. The intention of this is to be a supplement to the Navigating Transitions visualization, and they absolutely do not need to go in any order, so no worries if you are not. However, should you decide you might like to do it that way, feel free to stop this one, go back to that, and come back. Do whatever works for you. This library is here to use however it best supports you. A quick update that the sound being brought through the shared audio from Spotify is no longer working well. And I just clarified that and determined that for sure prior to this one. So, in between now and the next offering, I'm going to be determining other options and thinking if that's even an important thing. So, let me know if having music is important to you. Or if simply having the space for quiet and your breath, knowing you can play music in your background, and just having that tether is enough. For some of you, it might be a nice break. But please let me know so I can create these however it works. So, for your 15 minutes, I want to invite you to imagine how you will be most comfortable. Is this going to fit into your life best if you are walking? You can absolutely be on the move. Let this work for you. Is this going to work best for you if you are seated, if you are lying? It's important to work with your body and the energy that you have in your space now. So if you're going to be on the move, let this be a walking visualization. If you're going to be in a seat, just take a moment to feel all four corners of your feet on the earth. And if you are like me and you might be sitting cross-legged, go ahead and get yourself comfortable in that seat. Notice if you want anything supporting your back. If you're going to be able to be more present, please do. If you are not going to have anything supporting your back, now is a great time to take a moment. And just pay attention to your posture. Make sure you're rolling your shoulders back and just staying in alignment so you can have everything flowing. If you are lying down, my invitation is to get into your favorite restorative shape. Maybe you have your legs up a wall. Perhaps you're lying on your belly. Maybe you've got something under your knees if your lower back is bothering you. Perhaps you have a bolster or something behind you and you're in a bit of a heart opener. And if anyone ever says, "Wow, what is a restorative pose and what's my favorite?" Friends, that is what I do here in Charlotte locally, teaching some restorative. You're always welcome to reach out to me on the side if you have any questions about that and I can help you. The idea is just to be comfortable moving, sitting, lying. So you can receive. So, taking a minute to come into the same pattern of breath work we did with navigating transitions to keep supplementing that, keep that energy flowing. And a reminder, if you are not doing these in order or you've forgotten, that's our Ujjayi breath. In that way of breathing, if it's new to you, if you imagine that you are kind of breathing in a way that would fog up a mirror, if you imagine that your hand in front of your mouth is a mirror and you just go, Ujjayi is breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the nose, but when the breath passes through the throat, it's kind of making that same sound. So, and if you need to do it with your mouth open at first and then close it, please do. Just come into that ujjayi breathing. We're going to do that with intention for the next moment. After that, you may decide to keep going or not. Just feel your breath roll in. Feel your breath roll out. Just like the waves roll in. Just like the waves roll out. The reminder that your breath is constant, it's steady, it's your life force. When you're connected to your breath, you let go of more of the tension in your body. When you let go of more of the tension in your body, it's easier to work in the mind. And when all those things are opening up, our spirit, our soul has more room to play in there. So just let your breath move through you. And for the sake of time, just check in. Do you want to pause this video, audio rather, and keep going with that ujjayi breath for longer? Maybe even imagining you can see the waves rolling in and the waves rolling out. We're just really connecting to you, so powerful that you are the ocean. If you want to keep rolling through this, we're going to keep moving. So, again, as we're connecting to the theme of navigating transitions with this theme of your snippet of solitude, just start to imagine that flow of energy from your navel to the perineal region. It's that area between your privates and your anus. And just imagine energy flowing from your navel and down to that area and back. And just feel it moving. Maybe some of us, we're seated, if we're lying, maybe we even get a little bit of a rocking motion in our pelvis to feel that. Just feel that. What I've been noticing as we are, literally, as I'm making this video, in a transition where kids are going back to school, which means more end of summer, so seasonal. Could be a time people are completing jobs, coming in for new ones. There's also a lot of energetic stuff going on in real time with relationships. So there's a lot of transition right now. And what I've been noticing a lot of people saying to me is, I just need a moment of solitude. I need to tune everybody else. I need people to need nothing from me. And very often, when we get to that point where maybe you're overwhelmed or maybe you're getting close and you just want a break, you just want solitude, maybe that's why you're here. In this moment, it is just you. I am here to connect you to you. Consider me as part of the internal realm versus the external. Just a guide to help connect you to you. This is your moment of solitude. And if you need to pause this video and stay here longer, full permission granted. This is your moment of solitude. And you are so powerful that you have the power to shift your state in a matter of breaths. Now, at The Bold Thing, we take mental health and emotional well-being very seriously. So we will never say that this audio visualization is in lieu of a real break, is in lieu of time off, is in lieu of a retreat or whatever it is you need. This is simply a reminder that if you're stuck in the all or nothing context, you can create a shift and get what you need in a short amount of time. If anyone is not in that space and you really are in a realm of mental health area, emotional, and you really need that break, you don't know how to create it, reach out. I'm always here to support you. Yeah, feel that breath. Right now, no one needs anything from you. It's just you. It's your breath. It's your body that carries you every day. It's your mind that creates for you. It's your soul, your intuition. And this 15-minute video, we're going to say, has the energy of 15 hours. of solitude. Just imagine you are receiving, receiving, receiving. Your breath deepening. Your body letting go of those tension patterns. Just inviting your mind in this particular one to come back to my voice, to come back to stillness, to come back to solitude, to come back to you get to have a moment where it's all about you. You can be the best parent ever, the best business owner ever, the best whatever role you're in ever. Dedicate so much of your energy to that, and it makes you no less of that to step away and get a minute for yourself. You get to bring all of that energy back into those realms. This snippet of solitude is here any time you need it. What is solitude to you? If you get that sense that you need solitude prior to being overwhelmed, in the overwhelmed, wherever you notice that, just needing a break, just needing no one to need anything, not having to make any choices, catching your breath before you prioritize, you're getting better and better and better at creating the space. You know to come back to this video as a reset. You know to come back to your ujjayi breath as a reset. You know to come back to seeing that energy moving from navel to that area right between the anus and the privates, vagina. You maybe even feel that movement to remind yourself of that flow. You check in and you're absolutely present if you need to create some mental health time, some emotional health time, well-being. But if it's just an all or nothing pattern and this can pull you out of beginnings of overwhelm, nothing too serious or keep you out, stay in the space of the solitude for as much as you'd like. And I want to remind you that time is simply how you relate to it. And I'm going to let you process in quiet for the last minute that we're here and really feel how long a minute is and soak it all up. This is your snippet of solitude. You have an abundance of time. Take the solitude out. Take that time you had for you. And feel that recharge. And know that I'm here if I can do anything to support you outside of the space. Namaste.